Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue.
Finally, I'm done with circuits. I can't believe that exam was so hard. Do you think you'll pass? I think so, but I think if I do pass, I'll barely pass. Like, I thought I loved this course. I thought I love computer engineering. Then why am I struggling so much? Well, do you remember how in school you liked almost all the subjects, but then history was the worst? Did you actually hate history though? No, yeah. Okay, so in school I almost loved all the subjects, but history was the worst. And I didn't really hate history, but it was still the worst. It was the hardest to score in, the most boring to study, but then history classes were amazing. So, I guess I am always going to have a subject that's the worst. And this term, it was circuits. And I'm just glad it didn't go very bad. Like, I'm just glad I'll pass. I know I haven't. But you haven't gotten your results yet. Yeah, I know I haven't gotten my results yet, but from what I read on the subreddit, these exams always get curved. So I think with the curve and with what I filled in and the part marks I'll get, I will pass. But man, I think this is the closest I've ever come to failing a subject in my life, and that makes me feel so dumb. Did I not put enough effort? I think you did. Like, could you have studied more? Don't you remember right before the exam you just wanted to give up? Yeah. See, I did want to give up, but now what if I just didn't study the right way? What if I studied the wrong way and that's why I couldn't put in more effort? Maybe, but what could you have done differently? I guess I could have started earlier, because I never did the assignments or the practice questions that we were assigned at the beginning of the term. I just did them in the last week of exams. But honestly, I didn't want to do it. This subject is mentally painful. I like it. When I'm studying it, the lectures, they are amazing. But to sit down and study for the subject, to sit down and draw those circuits and figure things out, it's hard. And I like it, but it's just like so much you need to understand. I don't know. Well, I'm just glad it's over. Yeah. And that was your last exam. So you just finished your first term of university, your first semester. What's the right term? Is it semester or term? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is it, what is it? I don't know. Well, they both are fine. I don't know why I keep thinking about these words. As long as I am getting what I'm thinking and the other person that I'm talking to is understanding what I'm saying, I think I should be good. Yeah. Well, okay, so you're done with exams. You're done with your first term. And I'm homeless. You're not homeless. Go out, leave your apartment for a week and come back. And just, you don't even have to pack this time. Yeah, I don't have to pack, which is amazing. But then it doesn't make sense that I have to move out of the same room and come back and stay there. Come back and stay in the same room. Like, why couldn't I just stay here for the week? I think it's because the university doesn't have any employees working over the holidays and they wouldn't be able to assure your safety, so they want all the students to move out. Okay, yeah, that does make sense. But then, I don't know, like, don't they think about international students? Like, what am I supposed to do now? I luckily found a place to live at my friend's house, but I'm pretty sure there are a few other students who are in the same situation and have nowhere to live. Like, are they supposed to go live in hotels or go find an Airbnb? Yeah. But I guess the university assumes that all students are going to go back home. Go back home, but I have a home, which is in India, but it doesn't make financial sense to go back over the holidays, especially when it's so expensive. But your other friends did go back home. Yeah. See, my other friends did go back home, but then they can afford it. For me to even afford my fees, or for my parents to even afford my fees, is a big deal. Spending $2,000 for a week to go back to India is not worth it, because I would leave on 21st, reach there on 22nd evening, be jet lagged till 25th, and then I would have to come back on the 1st. So I just get 5 days of normalcy, or I don't know, I just get 5 days to actually enjoy home. And even in that time, I'm supposed to go meet all my relatives. And also, my relatives are just spread around the whole country, so I have to go to 3 cities to meet my relatives, and in those 5 days I have to travel in 3 cities, and it's just going to be so hard. And I don't think spending $2,000 for that stressful time is worth it. So I guess you're saying it's better to be homeless than go home. yeah, I guess it's better to just struggle a bit and find a place to live in this country than to fly back to India. But then why should I? Like, why should I be in this situation when I'm paying my rent for 4 months and the month hasn't even ended yet and I'm being kicked out of my residence on 22nd or 21st or whatever? I don't know. Like, also, I think what is irritating me right now is the fact that they assume that international students either have family to go to in Canada or are rich enough to fly back home for a week. They know that most of us are coming back in January to study for another semester. So why do we have to get kicked out of our residence? It makes no sense. Okay, Arya, calm down. Why are you so angry about this when you've already found a place? I don't know. I guess it's also coming from, I guess I'm also a bit triggered from the event that happened day before yesterday. You mean when your friends said that all international students are rich and that you are rich? Yeah. I don't know why I got so angry when they said that. I mean, majority of the international students are rich, but that's not the same for you. But that's not true for you. That's why. Yeah, and it's just like, when they said that, it just made me think that all my struggles were fake or something. I know they're not. And I know they're not, they have not been exposed to different flavors of international students or whatever. And they only see the more highlighted rich ones. But yeah, the fact that my friends think that every international student is rich and has an easy life is makes me feel, I don't know, I guess erased, is that even a word? But I don't know, like, it's like, it's been 4 months since I moved to Canada, and now finally I'm able to spend money without feeling guilty. I have to have a part-time job just so that my parents don't have to transfer money after taking it out of their savings. And I just wish my friends could see that my life and many other international students' lives is not as easy as they think it is. We don't get paychecks from our parents every few weeks, or we don't get to fly back home for a week just because it's too expensive. And I think that story gets hidden under all those stories of international students driving around in expensive cars and going for expensive vacations. And it's not their fault. It's no one's fault that this has been happening. But for me, it just makes me feel like, should I not have come here? Do only rich international students deserve to come abroad and study? And that's not the truth. I know. And I'm doing my best to avoid my parents from spending as much money as I can. But I just wish, you just wish your friends would sympathize with you. Yeah, I just wish my friends could see how these things affect my life. And I think they see it sometimes, but then again, the whole hype that comes from rich international students just covers all of that, and they don't realize that I am not one of them, or that some of my other friends are not very rich, and we have to struggle to even stay here, because for us every single mistake is a bit not a bit a lot more expensive than if they made a mistake. If I fail this term, it costs me 3 times more than it would cost them. And it doesn't even cost me, right? It, like, costs my parents. It's costing my parents their retirement. My dad has to work an extra 10 years just to figure out how to pay my tuition fees. And I just wish that out of all the people, my friends would understand that. My friends would understand that I'm scared to be lonely between terms. And I think this is going to be me for the next 5 years. For the next 5 years, I have to worry about not making expensive mistakes. I have to worry about what I'm going to do between every term or semester, where I'm going to live, and how am I going to move all my luggage from one house to the next. And if I get an internship in another city, how do I move there? There are so many things that I have to figure out. And I'm not saying that it's only international students. There are people here who live very far away and no one can come and help them, but it's still easier, at least mentally, to know that your parents are in the same country as yours. For me, I'm also scared that if I end up in a situation where my parents need to be called, who is going to call them? How are they going to get my parents' number? My parents don't understand English. How are they going to have a conversation with my parents? I guess it's not hard to find a Hindi-speaking person in this city, but I just really wish my friends understood. But why do you have this need that your friends understand you? Okay, I guess they have a wrong impression right now that every international student is rich. But why do you want to, like, why wouldn't you not just be happy with them not having any opinions versus them understanding that there are international students who struggle just because they're not from this country? I don't know. I guess I want their sympathy, and a part of me is hoping that maybe we can do something about it. That maybe the university won't kick me out for a week if they knew what that meant for me, if they knew how hard it was for me to go live at some random house for a week and feel like I'm a stranger intruding in their personal space. So yeah, I guess that's what I wanted. I want people to understand the situation I'm in just so that they can give me or allow me to have some things that I need. I need a place to live on Christmas that is a place I can call mine in some sense. But I don't know. I know this is going to be a struggle for me every 4 months to figure out how to move from point A to point B and how to get my stuff moved from point A to point B. And I guess all I'm asking is for people to see that. I don't know why it makes me feel better when people see it. I guess in my head, right now, I just feel like I'm alone and no one really cares. And just knowing that someone cares helps. Well, so I guess I just want some attention. I don't know. I don't think you just want some attention. I think you're right. I think there's a whole narrative here that's not being shared. And I think it's all right to ask for your side of the story to be heard. And honestly, I think the percentage of international students who don't have a place to go to between terms is so small that the university doesn't care, but if more people knew about it, maybe they would care. So yeah, I don't think you feeling this way is wrong. I just don't know what I can do about it. At least you can... Well, at least you have a place to go to now, so maybe you should go buy something for your host to say thanks to her.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. And if you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.